Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Come on, I'm so happy to be in the house of God. Anytime we can be in this place, it's the best day. Exalting the name of Jesus together. Hey, can we put our hands together for that series the past 3 weeks by Pastor Destiny and Pastor Philip? Unbelievable. Hey, I want to give you some news. Next week, we're starting a brand new series, and we're starting our Easter series. So next week, all the way to Easter, it's all about Jesus. Can I get an amen? Come on. So make sure you're here next week all the way up through Easter. And just like he just said, we have our Serve Team Fair next week, every single week. Guys, there's so many Serve Team leaders that make Sundays possible. Put your hands together for the Serve Team leaders. Come on. The Serve Team members. It's just amazing. My text today is from 1 John 5, 1 through 3. If you want to turn there, 1 John 5, 1 through 5. It says this: everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out all his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Faith, it's supposed to be simple in essence. But I've chosen this because I want you to see the difference between knowing your faith and doing your faith. So the title of my message today is this: faithfulness is the win. If you remain faithful, friends, you are going to win. Bow your heads with me. God, we love you. God, we praise your name. Bless this sermon. Bless our time together. Allow your word to wash over us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Faithfulness is the win. Faithfulness is the key ingredient in whatever you do that is going to allow you to win in life. So how many of you are still going on your New Year's resolutions? Don't raise your hand, but just in your mind, raise your hand. How many of you are still going on New Year's resolutions? You know, that diet, right? There's so many different diets. You got your keto, you got your intermittent fasting, you got your flat belly diet, you got all these different things. And then working out, there's so many choices. It's almost like you have all these choices of working out, and by the end of it, I don't want to work it out at all. I'm exhausted. Seeing all these different choices, right? You got working out with heavy weights. No, let's do Pilates. Does anyone still do Taibo in this place? Is that still like a thing? What about P90X? So you got all these choices. I want to tell you this, that there's one key ingredient for all of those diets, for all of those workouts, and it's the only way they work. It is the faithfulness to continue to show up. If you follow any diet, I'm gonna venture out to say you're gonna get more healthy. If you start working out in any way, I'm gonna venture out to say you're gonna build some muscle. Faithfulness is the win. So today I wanna give you three quick points just about faithfulness and the faith that's in your life. And here's my first point today, if you're taking notes. Knowing your faith, it shouldn't be hard. Knowing your faith shouldn't be hard. Jesus, he made this clear that if you don't take on some qualities of childlikeness, you might never ever see how simple knowing our faith is. And Jesus, he said this in Luke: truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Jesus said in Matthew: let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Hebrews, it says this: he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Believe in God and believe that he rewards those that seek him. So our text today, where it says God's commands, they're not burdensome. Well, they're not. God's commands aren't burdensome and they're not complicated. To know you have faith, friends, it should be easy. And you can complicate theology all day long, right? You can get as deep as you want in theology. And some people believe, man, if you don't believe my certain set of tenets of faith and my theology, I don't want anything to do with you. That's not how we believe here. We believe there's one hill worth dying on and one thing that matters most. And that is, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross, a complete death, and rose on the third day and sits at the right hand of the Father? Because that's the hill worth dying on, and that's how simple our faith is. From however young you are or however old you are, that's the one thing that brings us together in the simplicity of our faith. Knowing our faith, it should not be hard. We believe in Jesus. Can I get an amen? But over and over again, the Bible talks about obedience, right? And doing things which are not that easy. Even our passage today, it says, God's commands, they are not burdensome. Yet nevertheless, we are obligated. We got to keep those commands. So knowing our faith is pretty easy, but loving each other, not so easy. Loving each other sometimes takes a little bit of work, right? It can take spiritual work, mental work, physical work. It takes his work, right? Here's my second point right now. Doing your faith isn't always easy. When you think it's supposed to be easy, you lose out on so much of how faith really works. Mark Batterson has a book, and it's titled All In. It's a great book, and a lot of my teaching today comes from this book. But Mark Batterson, he says this: God didn't save us to make our lives easy. He saved us to fight darkness. God didn't save us to make us safe. God saved us to make us dangerous against an evil world. The language of the Bible, it totally agrees with this. Over and over again, we're so many times, we're pictured as being in a spiritual battle, fighting the spiritual forces of darkness. And guys, there's nothing easy about being in a battle, okay? There's nothing easy about being in a fight. We gotta fight for what God has called us to fight for. I've said this before and I'll say it again. My sister Destiny is the smartest person I've ever met in my life, you know? And growing up, I mean, she's a genius. And for me, you know, I've had to go to therapy for this, a little trauma, but getting in fights with a future lawyer in the house, whenever we were getting into discussion, she would pick me up, body slam me, suplex me verbally, and then after, pat me on the back and say, you didn't like that, did you? All right? Well, don't do it again, right? I'm telling you, it's incredible. So whenever we have family functions, we do this thing, and it's called a circle of honor. Whoever's birthday it is, we honor them. And it was my dad's birthday, and sure enough, all the kids are going, we make Destiny go last because no one wants to go after Destiny. She says the greatest stuff. So all of us talk about Dad, how much we love him. And then sure enough, Destiny goes last. And it's so profound. This is what Destiny said to my dad. She said something along the lines of, hey, Dad, I love everything that all the kids have said. And I agree with everything. You're incredible. But then she said this. She said, Dad, I've watched you live your life. And you play by a different set of rules than everybody else. You play a different game than everybody else. And I'll tell you this, as Christians, God has called us to play a different game than the world. God has called us to play by a different set of rules than the world. Is it gonna be easy? Absolutely not. Is it easy to bless those that curse you? No. Is it easy to do good to those that are trying to harm you? Absolutely not. Is it easy to speak your faith and trust in God even through the valleys and the trying times? No. But if we keep our faith, if we're faithful, you will have a great legacy. My dad sat there, and because he played by a different set of rules, because he plays a different game, in that table, it was all of his kids that he has impacted. And now as kids, he has a legacy like you can't imagine. And God will give you a legacy if you remain faithful. Faithfulness, it gives you the win. You might feel like you know, it should be easy. I hate to tell you, it's not. It requires work. Working a shelter for the homeless and feeding people at the, it's not easy. Starting a business that God put on your heart and stepping out, that's not easy. Inventing something, and get this one, releasing someone to God when you just want to take their ever-loving head off, right? That's not easy. And the list goes on and on. But that's the way it is. Faith is work. James says it this way. He says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. If you think you're getting along fine just by having simple faith, God wants us to step out and take the next step in what he's called us to. James says it this way. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Now, I understand we don't get our identity just out of what we do. No, we get our identity out of our relationship with Jesus Christ. But the part that working hard and doing the hard things for the kingdom plays in your life, guys, it's pretty important and it's pretty obvious throughout scripture. If we don't do the work, we won't even remember who we are. Guys, that sounds like an identity issue to me. In the book of James, we see that God is okay with you seeing yourself in the light of what you do to really demonstrate your faith. So going back to our original text, I want to read this one more time because it's so relevant. 1 John 5:4-5. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So the point of the passage is about overcoming, right? Being victorious. And we've got to overcome challenges. Guys, challenges aren't a challenge unless it's a challenge, right? It's not a challenge unless it's hard. A challenge isn't easy. I'll come back talking to people about stepping over a little anthill. That's not a challenge. But if you climb a mountain and you live to tell the tale, that is a challenge. And listen to me, challenges can be wonderful in your life. They can be fun. They can be rewarding. They can be beautiful. But one thing they're not is easy. A challenge is a challenge. Just look a little further into the book of James with me. James is where we read that keeping the second command, loving your neighbor as yourself, is the royal law. Now, James, I was talking to Quentin before service. He's like, ooh, James, he doesn't hold any punches. Like, James tells you how it is. James doesn't hold any punches right here. So this is what James says. He says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says, hey, go in peace, keep warm and well-fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. And here's just his knockout punch right here. This is what James says. He says, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so, faith apart from works is dead. Now, no one in this place, none of us want dead faith. We want to take the next step that God always has for us. And every one of our steps, they are different. God has a next step for every single one of us, though. Next week, we have something called the Serve Team Fair. And the Serve Team Fair is an incredible, practical opportunity for us to step out and practice doing our faith. I want to tell you this, that we got Easter coming up, and in the name of Jesus, we're going to have thousands of people here for Easter, but we need help facilitating these incredible people that are going to come in here. And it's not just that we need help, but you need it for your spirit, because serving will transform you. And it's not going to be the easiest thing, but guys, we have made this literally the easiest thing ever for you. Because next week we're going to have booths, and maybe it's not that easy for you to go and introduce yourself to one of our leaders, because Our leaders are unbelievable. Maybe it's not the easiest thing to show up the first Sunday and serve. But let me tell you, the second Sunday, it gets a little easier. And then when you keep showing up and you're faithful, that becomes your place in the house of God, your divine purpose to serve. And then once you show up and someone is impacted by what you're doing in the kingdom, you realize this is my divine purpose and God is transforming me. So I want to encourage you, if that's your next step, next week is your place to step out for our serve teams. Can we put our hands together for our serve teams one more time? Come on. Everyone here understands that there is an unhealthy balance to work as well, though. If you're striving, trying to prove yourself in the kingdom, no, none of us prove ourselves. We are proved by Almighty God's blood. And there's a striving and a trying to prove. So here's where I want to marry these two thoughts. So faith should be easy, knowing your faith, but, you know, faithfulness and working in the house of God, that's hard work. How do we marry these two things? Well, this next thought, I can tell you, it's from our opening passage. And I see this as really the underlying message. I see it in verse 4 when it says that the whole concept, it's not a worldly concept of just doing hard things so we can reap the benefits, but it's about what life looks like for everyone, quote, everyone born of God. Okay, so that's where I want you to take your focus right now. What does that mean? Everyone born of God. So Jesus sat down with Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was, you know, a religious leader in the time of Jesus. And if Nicodemus would have been seen with Jesus, it would have been real controversial. So they had to meet in private. And they get down and they start talking, and he says, what is this kingdom of God thing? And Jesus explains the kingdom of God to Nicodemus in the most beautiful language, in the John 3:16 language. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The born again is the whosoever believes will not perish. And Jesus looks at Nicodemus and says this. He says, you know, you're missing the kingdom of God. That's literally right in front of you. You're missing the Son of God that's standing because you are not born again. And when Nicodemus hears born again, he said, what are you talking about? Born again, am I supposed to climb back into my mother's womb? And Jesus says, no, this is what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm trying to get through to us today. Our passage tries to explain it, but in order for you to really understand how knowing your faith is supposed to be easy, but demonstrating your faith can take hard work, you have to get what it is to be born again. You have to understand what it took for Jesus to be lifted up on the cross. And in order to be born again, in order to be crucified, then raised from the dead, you have to understand this superpower. And this is point number 3, if you're taking notes. Surrender is the bridge. Okay, surrender is the bridge between easy and hard. Surrender, it changes everything in your life. Because surrender says, God, it's not my strength. It's not what I can do anyway. I surrender to your strength. And through God's strength, he's able to move through you. Through the Holy Spirit, he can take you to do things you can never do on your own. But when you surrender, it literally changes your perspective. Genuine surrender changes your perspective so much that it might make it appear like what you're doing is easy, right? Have you ever seen experts in different areas? And we say this, we say, man, they make that really look easy. But then you go out and try and you look like an idiot trying to do what they do, right? They're like making that look easy. I have some neighbors and they have a big ranch right across the street from our house. And they got all kinds of horses and cows and donkeys. And I love it because I can sit on my front porch and I can look at all these animals. I can go right back in my house. I don't have to take care of one of those animals, right? I just get to enjoy looking at those. And they have a big old rodeo that they've made. And they got lights. And literally, they'll stay out there rodeoing sometimes till midnight. It is the coolest thing to watch. They're on their horses and they're roping these cows and jumping off and tying them up and going for it. It's just crazy. And if you watch them, you'd say, man, that guy was born on a horse. He was born with a rope in his hand and he's just a natural cowboy. No, he wasn't born on a horse, right? Not born the rope. No, thousands of hours he spent on that horse. Thousands of hours he spent roping, blood, sweat, and tears, injuries. And what we see is the surrender process, being faithful to show up. And these guys, they travel and they do these rodeos, they win and they got victory. So I'm telling you, if you surrender, if you're faithful, God will give you victory and win after win. And this is how surrender really relates to being born of God. Let me add another quote from Mark Batterson's book, and it's really going to rock you. This is what Mark Batterson says. He says, complete surrender, it's not radical, it's normal. Complete surrender is the way that all of this works. Complete surrender, it's God's way. Everyone say God's way. Surrender is God's way. You know, in my life, I've had many surrender moments with Almighty God throughout my life. And I can remember one of my first surrender moments when I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I went to kids camp and Pastor Steve Beyer, can we put our hands together for Pastor Steve? He was my children's pastor. He gave a message and at the end, he gave a salvation call and I accepted Jesus at 5 or 6 years old. It was monumental. Knowing your faith, it should be easy. Even a child can understand, I'm on Team Jesus. But then I had another surrender moment in 2013. My grandfather, Pastor Rodney Duron, he went to be with the Lord in 2013. You've heard me talk about him before, just an incredible man. But my family and I, we stood next to his casket during his wake, and we stood, guys, for hours. As thousands of people came by, and they just paid homage to this incredible man of God. And thousands of people, we shook their hands. And story after story about your grandfather loved God well. Your grandfather loved people so well. Your grandfather baptized me when I was just a little kid. Your grandfather, I wasn't even asking for him to be there, but he came and prayed for me. And I was healed. Your grandfather called me champion, and just him encouraging me really took me to the next step. When your grandfather took his big old hands and prayed for me, I believed whatever he said was gonna happen. Your grandfather lived a great life, and it just hit me over and over again, over and over again. And I said, God, I wanna live a life like that. That's a life worth living. I had my moment. I had my surrender moment. This is what it sounded like. I prayed to God and I said, God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for trying to take the easy way out. God, I'm sorry for trying to do things on my own, trying to have success on my own. I said this, God, I'm sick of doing things on my own. I want to surrender to you. And this is what my prayer sounded like. I said, God, I will do anything for you. I said, I will even fail for you. For me, that was monumental because I like to be in control. I don't like to take risk. And for me to say, God, I'll do it, was my surrender moment. Have I been perfect ever since? Absolutely not. I don't even deserve to be here with you today. But from that moment, I made a decision that no matter what happens, I'm getting up and I'm gonna surrender to God. I'm getting up and I'm gonna be faithful. I'm getting up and I'm trying to get closer to God. And let me tell you, in my life, the wins that I have had, it's because of the faithfulness to be able to stay with Jesus. So you might look at me today. You might say, Denny, that's too much for me, bro. I can't do that. You might say, I just don't think I can ever forgive the one that did me wrong. I don't think I can ever put my spouse's needs above my own. I don't think I'll ever stop being angry at the sight of my parent. Listen to me right now. You might find a lot of the business in the kingdom hard, but I want you to go back to thinking about being born again, being born of God. So being born of God, it's so much like being born in this world. So you're born in this world as a baby, right? You don't know how to do anything, okay? You got to learn how to walk. You got to learn how to talk. You got to watch your parents and those around you to learn how to do anything. And as you grow, you take steps, but there's always a next step. And that's what I'm trying to get to you. There's always a next step with Jesus Christ. You don't have to have it all figured out, and you're not supposed to, because just like being born again, every single person in this room, we have a next step with Jesus Christ today. And I'm praying this. I'm praying that God will reveal to you right now your next step. In the midst of not knowing what to do, we remain faithful and we show up to the house of God. In the midst of struggling, we show up and we are faithful, surrounding ourselves with men and women that do know what to do. In the midst of the valley and the struggles, we get into the word, we get into prayer, we do the things that we can, because God is gonna get you through no matter what you're facing. And knowing our faith is easy, doing our faith a little hard, but you don't have to do it on your own, because if we surrender, the Holy Spirit and Almighty God will give you strength to do what he's called you to do. Stand with me right now, and I want to pray for us. And as I get ready to pray, I want you to bow your head right now with me and just ask yourself and ask God this question. God, what is my next step? God, what is my next step of surrender? God, is my next step just continuing to show up every Sunday? I'm going to try to show up every Sunday this month. Is my next step to bring peace into my house and to love my spouse and my kids in a greater way? Is my next step to join a serve team next week and serve team fair? Is my next step to give in this love God well offering and try generosity in the house of God? Is my next step just to simply trust God and to love God well in every aspect? I don't know what your next step is, but right now as I pray, I'm gonna pray that God will reveal your next step. And as he reveals it, that you will have the faithfulness to continue showing up, and God is gonna give you the victory, because guys, we're already on the winning team. Jesus, he finished it all. Come on, let's pray. God, we love you. Holy Spirit, do what none of us can do. Holy Spirit, move in this room. Holy Spirit, reveal the next step to every single one of my friends. God, you know what their next step is, and God, tell them right now, no matter what it is, if they need to have salvation today, God, I pray they will give their life to you today. If they need to step out and be a greater husband or a greater wife, if they need to be a better son, better daughter, God, if they need to start serving, to give in the house, no matter what the next step is, God, I pray that you reveal it to them. And God, as you reveal it to them, help them to know it's not in their own strength, but we have strength through surrender. God, you will empower us and you will strengthen us. So today, as we surrender everything to you, we love you well in our heart, our soul, and our strength. God, we love you well in every capacity. God, I pray we hold nothing back. Lord, now I pray for all the needs in this house. If you got a need in this place, just lift your hand up right now. If you have a need, if you're struggling, or if you need God to come through for you in any way, God, you see the hands. God, I pray that you step in and you do miracles in these moments and these situations. Miracles. We believe in a miracle working God. God, we believe in moments that you can do things that just blow our minds. So God, those that need physical healings, by your stripes, we are healed. Heal my friends in the name of Jesus so they can do kingdom work. Those that are struggling financially in their businesses and need ideas, God, give them Holy Spirit ideas and favor everywhere they go. And God, I pray a special prayer over the families at North Point Community Church. God, put the families back together. A covering, a hedge of protection over the families, the moms, the dads, the children. And I speak peace that passes understanding in homes in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray that you give it all to us through our surrender. Everyone say surrender. God, through our surrender, God, I pray that we surrender in every capacity. God, we love you and we praise your name. Right now, I want you to surrender your worship to God. As we sing this song, give God your best worship. Come on, let's surrender together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.